Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a big one. It is a big one. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on one of the biggest football Fridays of the year. The Eagles, the Lions on Sunday. A whole lot of drama leading in. The path to the one seed crystallizes itself this Sunday. I can't wait for this game. The game we thought we were getting last year in the NFC Championship game. We're getting it here at the Link on Sunday. It's a football Friday. We got a lot to get to. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just as a side. Oh, first of all, today I'm not going to recklessly speculate.
Oh, okay.
But
we'll see about that.
Yeah, it's 10:02. I mean,
but I just want to say if you're leaving, just leave. You know, like a lot of people like to announce when they're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave.
I mean, nobody,
yeah, nobody needs to know you're leaving.
Quietly withdraw?
Yeah, just leave. I mean, if you're going to leave, just leave. Because, you know, people like to announce when they're leaving or what they're not doing.
Sure.
Like, when you announce it, you're announcing it to people that probably didn't care in the first place.
Well, it's looking for attention.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's basically what it is. So just remember that. When you announce that you're leaving, that's your way of raising your hand, talking about look at me, so just leave.
All right, fellas. See you.
All right. And that's enough for Kyle. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get into it. There's been a lot of people the last couple of days like, come on, guys, why are we just talking about the A.J. Brown thing? We have a huge game against the Lions. All right, let's talk about it. It is a huge game. It is the biggest game the Eagles have had on the schedule to date. It's probably going to be the biggest one they have until the postseason, considering the stakes here of the game. If the Eagles win this game on Sunday, their chances to be the one seed jump in a huge way. And the path to back to the Super Bowl crystallizes. The game is here. It's at home. It's against a hungry Detroit team. And, Hugh, there's a lot of weird vibes this week, right? There's a lot of weird vibes around this game.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going on. A lot of drama this week. But you know what? For me, that's when the Eagles tend to play their best football. I think back to last year, the last time it was probably this loud around A.J. Brown, that was the Jalen Hurts, is this what y'all wanted to see game. That was the game where the passing game woke up. That's the game where the Eagles blew out the Steelers, and away they went. And as I look forward to the game on Sunday, I mean, anyone that's listened to our show the last 3 years knows I think highly of the Lions. I think highly of that coach and the team, and they're well-built, and they're tough, and all those kind of things. But I expect the Eagles to beat them on Sunday. The Eagles are at home. The Eagles are coming off a game where their defense played their best football of the year. And as I look at the game on Sunday, yes, I respect the hell out of the Lions, and they're good and all that kind of stuff. But if this game was played 5 or 6 weeks ago, I probably would have picked the Lions. It's not. It's played now. Jalen Phillips is here. Nolan Smith is here. And if there's one thing the Lions don't handle well, it's the pass rush. Jared Goff is really good, except when he's pressured. The pressure we got on Monday, we get that again. We're going to win the football game. 5 weeks ago, we weren't stopping the run. Now we got N'Kobe Dean back. We can handle the Lions' running game. The game is here. It's outdoors. Not in their building. Not in the dome. It is here. And when the drama gets ratcheted up, the Philadelphia Eagles play their best football. The Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. I expect them to do what they almost always do. They're going to win. The Eagles are going to win the football game on Sunday. I expect an Eagles victory over the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. There's going to be tough moments. But in the end, the Eagles usually find a way to win these football games. I'm picking the Eagles to win this game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. The matchup tells me it's an Eagles night on Sunday. Let's go, Hugh Douglas. What are we feeling?
Are you asking?
What? Do you expect the Eagles to win the game on Sunday?
No. I don't. I know.
Get the hell out of here.
I need y'all to listen to what I'm about to say. Because a lot of times y'all don't. Mm. And you want to put your little personal feelings into.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not browbeating anybody. I'm just trying to frame it in a way that it don't really matter because you're not going to hear what I'm saying anyway. I feel like when you talk to this Eagle squad, when you hear people talk about the Eagles, that is, mm-hmm. they have not played their best football. So when I hear that, that tells me that, you know, they're still striving to have that perfect game. They've been winning a lot of football games. They are the Alabama of the NFC. And what I mean by that is this. Their talent has been head and shoulders above everyone else that they've played up until this point, that the warts and the little, you know, the stuff that they're not doing right has not cost them football games.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this weeks ago, and somebody tried to tell me, oh, they're not playing well. Okay, now this is a prove-it moment. The Detroit Lions are coming here with two things going for them. They have an explosive offense.
Sure do.
They score at least 30 points a game, and I know somebody wants to point out the fact that they haven't done that the last couple weeks, but they've had five games.
Well, last week with Campbell taking the play calling over, they did.
They've had five games where they've scored, at least four touchdowns a game or something like that?
Well, and last week with Campbell doing the play, you know, running, doing the play calling, Hugh, they didn't punt. They had, I think, five touchdowns, three field goals, and then just got out of the game.
Man, I feel like they're coming in here with something to prove. They got to ask the grind because they feel like they were slighted. They feel like they should have been in the Super Bowl, and we weren't. I mean, we were, and they weren't. This is going to be a tough game, man. Coming off a tough game against the Green Bay Packers, they're coming in here loaded, man. They're coming in here locked and loaded, and they're trying to prove a point. I think Detroit gets this one.
Detroit Douglas, Motown Q, in the building. In the building.
I've been sitting on this one for the last couple weeks because this is by far, when you talk about talent, offensive talent, they match ours. And some would even say their talent is better when you talk about what Jahmyr Gibbs has been. And I know some people are like, oh, we got Saquon Barkley. Listen. All due respect to Saquon, but he ain't running like Jahmyr Gibbs running. I mean, that's a fact. If you watch football, you know what I'm talking about. This is going to be a tough game, and the way that they attack you. The one thing, when you're playing defense and you have a team that runs the play, you know, everybody talk about the quarterback and what he can't do, and if you get pressure on him, you have to respect play action.
Absolutely.
They are a good play action team. And when you play action as a defensive lineman, you have to check and make sure, especially with these two running backs, you have to check and make sure they ain't got the football.
Yeah, that you're right. And when look, if Goff has time, we'll have some trouble slowing them down. We've seen that for years now. But I do believe, and that's why I said if it was five weeks ago, Kyle would be pissed back there because we'd both be on the same page. But it's not 5 weeks ago. N'Kobe Dean is back. The Eagles' run defense has gone to a different level with N'Kobe Dean. I think that can make the Lions one-dimensional. Jalen Phillips is here. Nolan Smith is here. That was the best Eagles pass rush I've seen since last year, this past Monday night. If it was 5 weeks ago and there's no Nolan and there's no Jalen Phillips, Goff would have all day to rip us apart. I just think the matchup is better now than it has been in a long time.
Their offensive line is banged up because you got Taylor Decker
and
Penei Sewell. But, man, I'm telling you.
Yes! Come on, Detroit Douglas.
Yeah, but that running game, we haven't seen a running game like this.
We probably haven't. But here's the bottom line. The Eagles play a lot of tough games and a lot of games that are close and all that kind of stuff. They usually find a way to win. The game is here. Also, the Lions play the fourth most man coverage in the NFL, Jalen, and this passing game is way better against man than zone. Eagles are going to win this game. The Eagles, when the drama gets ratcheted up, the Eagles play their best football. Think about last year. Think about what we felt about the offense after the game against the Rams in the playoffs, and they scored 55 on the Commanders. Eagles win on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Eagles get ready to play the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, a little bit worried. Mm-hmm. Worried that we lost Hugh Douglas again. Put the fries in the bag,
Put
Hugh.
The fries in the bag,
Put the fries
Hugh.
In the bag.
Put the
Dan
fries
Campbell
in the bag.
Is a fraud.
Let's see, but that's a lot.
A liar.
That might be true.
And a fake tough guy.
I told you that the other day.
Yep.
Fake tough guy.
Jared Goff, also a liar and a loser and a coward.
Fake tough guy is strong.
Eagles are the team to beat, dude. Eagles are the team to beat. You think the Lions had this game circled on their calendars? You don't think the Eagles did too?
Ooh.
The Eagles,
what do you say to that one, Douglas?
Eagles knew that they dodged the Lions in the playoffs last year. Come on, Hugh. We're going to kill them. I'm with Joe, though. Like, you know what? When all this drama happens with the Eagles, what I've come to know about this team, they always respond.
They lock in.
That's this group.
They do lock in. And I'll commend them for the way that they handled this week. I think this has been more of a distraction for the people outside the building than it has been for the people inside.
I agree. They generally find a way to block this nonsense out.
But
the players.
But this Detroit Lions team is locked in.
Yeah, they are a formidable opponent. I mean, this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Eagles to win this football game on Sunday? We'll start there. Let's hear from Jason Kelce talking about this matchup against the Detroit Lions.
They have great players. The mindset and how they play is very I love everything about this team, to be honest with you, who we're playing, and Dan Campbell. I think the Eagles actually match up pretty well with them, if I'm being honest. I think that they like to play man coverage on defense. They challenge you. I think that if they're going to do that, hopefully A.J. Brown can get some big catches. Now, their D-line is back and healthy. Like, they're pretty loaded up front now. Lee McNeil's back. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson is playing really well. So the offensive line is going to have to come to play. They have great linebackers. But I just think offensively we're going to have a good day. I really do think that. I think defensively we're coming off our best performance, and they're going to need to repeat something like that. I think offensively we're going to have to put up some points to keep up with Detroit, most likely. I think Detroit will score. They're a very good offense.
He's right. I mean, he's right about that. The part he brought up about the man coverage, I think, is huge. When the Eagles get man coverage, that's when AJ does his work. That's when Devontae, because Jalen dominates man coverage. Zone, he doesn't see it, and he holds it all. This is the kind of defense they can move the football. Now, it's probably
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They're going to take 28 or 30 points. And after what you saw Monday, I understand why there's probably trepidation out there. I believe the Eagles are going to find a way to win this football game on Sunday night. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a win by the Eagles on Sunday over the Lions? I do. Detroit Douglas over here does not. Where do you come down? All right. You mentioned, Hugh, the Lions are coming loaded for bear. They are ready, locked and loaded for this football game. Listen to what Aiden Hutchinson, their star pass rusher, said. You rarely hear players in the middle of a season against a non-divisional opponent use these kind of words. Here's Hutchinson.
We've had this one on our calendar. We've been looking at this one on our calendar for a long time. So coaches are going to have us ready. We're going to be ready for this game. And we really see this as a must win. I mean, ultimately, where we see ourselves as a team, you know, we every year the standard is to battle for that number one seed, you know, and they're one of those teams that we're going to battle with. So that's why it's a must win in my eyes.
They're not running from it.
I love that. I love to hear him say that because I remember that hunger. You know what I mean? Mm. That's that hunger we had when we were trying to make our bones in the NFL. And to hear him say that, man, it's because I know y'all going to tease me about it. It's not fear. It's respect. It's respect for the road they've been down because we've been there. You know, we lost it. It was the first year. I forgot who we lost to. I think it was the Giants or whatever.
We were trying to make 2000.
Yeah, the Giants went to the Super Bowl. They beat us.
2000.
They beat us three times that year, right? So I know that hunger. I know what that feels like. And it's like, you know, you go through the season and you play the game, but you're looking at that one team that, you know, that people say is the class of the NFC that won the Super Bowl, and it's a measuring stick for you. And when you talk about the way that they've been playing, a lot of people talk about, oh, well, you know, the way that they practice and the way that they play, they're probably going to run out of gas. They might, but that's the kind of physical game this is going to be. Mm-hmm. They're coming to play, man. They're coming to play. It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one, no doubt.
It's cute. That's cute. How many teams do you think circled the Eagles
all
on their schedule this season?
They're Super Bowl champs.
Chiefs, took down the Bucs, took down the Rams.
Packers in Lambeau on
Lions
Monday night.
Next. Might get luck. Lions Den, we're Daniel, baby. Unharmed.
Pass rush is revved up. The run defense is better. They play a lot of man coverage. The Eagles are going to win this football game. We didn't even mention the weather. It's a dome team playing outside. Real feel of 31.
I'm just going to say
real feel of 31.
I hope I'm wrong.
Did you forget that?
No, I didn't.
It's going to be cold on Sunday night. All right, 2-1.
You know I ain't forgot.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. This is a simple one. Do you expect the Eagles to win this football game? I do. And you used the word respect. I was the original Lions guy on the show. I got heat for a year. You've taken that mantle. I mean, you are Detroit Douglas now. I respect the hell of the Lions.
I try to analyze things.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. The Eagles are going to win. There's my analysis.
Take a poo-poo all over.
DeMond in Delco is up. What's up, DeMond?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy football Friday. It's a big one, DeMond. What are you feeling?
Listen, first of all, I want to say something to y'all, man. I was excited on hold and everything, right, until I heard the ball – Detroit Douglas speak. He's killing me this morning. Dude, what is going on with you, bro? This is killing me, man. First, I think you a Dallas fan. Now you're a Detroit fan. What's going on, Hugh?
DeMond, you know I have a tremendous amount of respect for you, dog, right? I can't lie to you. I am telling you what I think. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay,
you know,
bro.
But this is what I think is going to happen.
And I understand your feelings, right? But do you understand this? We had a circle just like they had a circle. All we've been hearing for the last 2 years is how tough, how decent these dudes supposed to be. They got the best line. Remember that conversation? Remember all the stuff we've been hearing about these dudes? You don't think that we ready for this game? We are the Super Bowl champs, Hugh.
Yeah, you are. And you're playing against a team who felt like they should have been the Super Bowl champs or at least played in the Super Bowl.
But guess what? They didn't play like it. They got smacked.
They did.
By our little brothers. They got smacked by our little brothers, Hugh. You remember that?
You know what? But, DeMond, do you remember they were decimated with injuries all last year? That defense, they had like 13 people on IR, and they were still able to get to that game and play in that game. They're healthy now. DeMond, DeMond, listen.
Ahead,
you feel the way you feel. You're asking me to tell you and explain to you where I'm coming from, but you're not letting me. So ahead, this is you. Okay, you're giving me how you feel this game is gonna go. Tell me why you think it's gonna go that way. Give me facts about why you think the Eagles are gonna beat the Detroit Lions. And don't talk about because we got Hart or anything like that. Tell me why you think they're going to beat the Detroit Lions.
Okay, first of all, Jalen right now, his numbers are outstanding when he's under pressure under the big games.
We outstanding have numbers. I push back on that, but be my guest. Go for it.
Touchdown, interception ratio, turnover, all that. We the best right now in the league. Are we not the best right now?
You mean the turnover, best what? Touchdown. Oh, you're talking about protecting the football. Yeah, you're up there. You're up there pretty high.
Absolutely. That wins football games. Mm-hmm. Also, our defense is coming on strong right now. We got pass rushers, Phillips. We got my man back, number three. We got BG back. And man, we're going to smoke these boys, man. And I love you to death, you. I don't understand why you feel like this about our boys. Because I ain't going to kick you out the club yet. I'm still going to say you with us. It's our boys, but... this one right here is a hard pill to swallow.
And you know what, DeMond, with all due respect, I asked you to give me facts, and you really didn't give me anything.
I just gave you a fact.
No, you didn't.
Turnover ratio.
You gave me the turnover. Who's the top? Name me one of the top offenses in the NFL right now. Who you think is at the top? Who's the number one offense in the NFL right now?
Who has they been playing?
DeMond, I ain't asked you that. Did not ask you that.
Detroit's one of them, Hugh.
And this is the best. This is the best offense this new defense, this new vaunted defense is going to face.
Yeah, this is the best offense we've seen since the Rams.
They're going to face. And guess what? We're the best defense they're going to face.
Tell them, DeMond.
I can't wait, Hugh. I love y'all, man. Have a great day.
You
man.
Got it, DeMond. We appreciate it.
This is
the best offense we've seen all year.
This is the thing.
That I agree with you on.
Here's the reality of this is that this isn't the best defense that they're going to face. They lost to Green Bay. Green Bay was the best defense they faced so far this year.
You know, I'm saying it's the best offense we've seen.
No, I'm saying, but DeMond talking about this is the best defense. Green Bay
probably
was a better defense.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I don't mind you disagreeing with me about my take about this. Nobody. But when I sit here and give you facts about why I feel the way that I feel, do me the respect and tell me exactly why you feel. I don't want to hear about your passion because I'm passionate too. I understand that every Eagles fan that we come in contact with on a daily basis is passionate. I don't need your passion. I need your logic on how you think this game is going to go.
So a couple things. Let me throw out a couple logical things out there, right? Besides just we're going to yell and scream and have fun all day. If this game was played a month ago, I think we'd be in big trouble. But since Nakobe got back, our run defense is way better.
Much
right?
better.
So that could make them a little more one-dimensional, right? So that's one part of it.
Potentially.
Potentially. I mean, they'll still be able to get some runs, but we're better against the runs since Nakobe got back. The other thing is, again, I think Goff's really good, and I've thought that for a long time. I used to get ripped because I said I'd like Goff better than Wentz. People thought I was crazy. He's obviously had a better career. But when he's pressured, he's not the same, right? He can't move.
No doubt.
He's like a throwback to when you play. There's not many Jared Goffs anymore. When he's on time, he's really good. Jalen Phillips and Nolan coming back and the way Carter's played the last few weeks, the Eagles' pass rush is ready for this game. A month ago, Lions might have put up 40 on us. This game, I feel like we can hold them – I'm not saying we're holding them to 17. We could hold them to 24. We hold them to 24, we're going to win the game.
I'm going to tell you, this is probably going to be the best play-action team we've played.
Yes, yes.
That's no doubt.
And they did it even more last week with Campbell calling the plays.
And I can tell you, to a man, play-action, if you, like, play-action is one, you, number one in play-action, you always have to respect the run game. They run the hell out the football.
Mm-hmm.
They have two running backs that are home run hitters. So you're going to have, as a defensive line, you just can't keep, you're talking about putting pressure on the quarterback. They know this defensive line was hunting last week. They're going to do everything in their power to establish the run game first and make sure they keep it in manageable downs. Because just like I said, they have two running backs that can take it to the house. So as a defense, you have to respect that. So with that being said, and their offensive line is hurt, so they're going to run the hell out the play action. With that being said, as a defender, you have to read that key off the top. That's going to slow your pass rush down. This is going to be a tough game. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
Well, it's going to be an awesome game. And I do think that the aggressiveness of both coaches are a huge factor. Sirianni's got to be more aggressive in this game. None of these cowards draws. Because Campbell's not coming in here running draws on 3rd and 10. 215-592-9494. We got to get Hugh on the right side. Let's got to get this guy right today. What's your gut telling you? It's a huge game. It is a huge game on Sunday. My gut tells me the Eagles are going to win this football game. I expect him to win the game. Where do you come down? I expect it. Hugh does not. Your call's next. And Did Big Dom save the season? We'll catch up on that story from yesterday and let you hear from some of the Eagles on the A.J. Brown situation. 215-592-9494. Plus, ComboCon, a great giveaway today. We'll tell you all about it next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.